Amen. All right. Psalm 31. He said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. He said in verse 3, for you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, secretly for me, because you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. And you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. He said in verse 13, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. I trusted in thee, O Lord. And I said, you are my God. Verse 15. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Then in verse 19 and 20, oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have wrought for them that trust in you before the sons of men. You will hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of man. You will keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. I love these scriptures very much. You know, we're talking about trusting in the Lord. The unprecedented work that God will do in our lives is directly connected to how firmly we hold on to his covenant. How firmly, how closely, how tightly we hold on to his covenant. The covenant that the Lord has with us is a life changer. A clear understanding of that covenant will settle you forever, because you know that God has every part of your life already planned and blessed. And because God is never late, you will never be behind the schedule that is best for your life. This is one of my, right now, it is one of my best running revelations in this season. The fact that because you are in covenant with the Almighty God, you will be on time. You know, we read about the Hebrew women and what the Egyptians said about them. They said, Pharaoh, these women are different. They are very different. The midwives, the Hebrew midwives who went in there to try to, they were not going to obey what the Pharaoh said, but they came back and said to the Pharaoh, these women, before we even get there, they've already delivered. They are quick. And the Lord said, even in the labor room, my covenant is working. He will never be behind time. I've said this. This is the third Sunday. I'm going to say it to you again. I want you to hear it because the Lord is saying it. And many people need to hear it. Because there are a lot of people who think they are behind. Many people think I'm already late. I really love what part of what Minister Wilmot was saying in his testimony. said, you know, if it was by the natural understanding of man, you know, the way it works by now. It's true. That's many times that's how things work out in the natural realm. But when you are a covenant child of God, you are on time. When Abraham had his son, his promised son, he was on time with God. He was on time. When Isaac married, he was on time. Even though it was long after his brother Ishmael, he was on time. When Jacob walked, he ended up being 14 years. 14 years for one woman. Because the one they gave him after the first 7 years was a fake. Right? So when he heard the voice, because you know they turned off all the lights, but when she heard her voice, this is not Rachel. Because he knew Rachel's voice when they go out and, this is not Rachel. Say, well, okay, you want Rachel? Another 7 years. Okay. He was on time. Think about it. 14 years. More than 14 years after his twin brother Esau got married. More than 14. Think about it. More than 14 years after his younger brother. Well, he was the older one, but you know he got the birthright. 14. More than 14. Because right after Jacob left home, Esau, and got the blessing from Isaac, his father, Esau, in his annoyance, went and married this strange woman. More than 14 years after his brother got married, he got married. More than 14. And then, are you ready for this? He waited for over a decade to get the child or promise that he really wanted from his wife Rachel. Think about this. Put all these years together and then track the life of Jacob and his son Joseph in the land of Egypt and track when the famine happened. How many years did this famine last? Seven. But before the 7 years of famine, there were what? There was 7 years of plenty, weren't there? Which the Lord prophetically told them there will be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And then after the 7 years of famine, or during the 7 years of famine when it started, Joseph was in his place as the prime minister of Egypt. Now, think about all this. I want to ask you, was Jacob on time or not? Was Isaac on time or not? Was he not? Because all the world events that had been planned, that had nothing to do with his own biological or chronological issues or processes, all those worldly events happen in time. Joseph was in prison at the time when he was needed to bring wisdom to the Pharaoh. Joseph came from Jacob after many years of waiting. Right? Jacob married Rachel after many years of waiting. Right? And Jacob came from Isaac after many years of waiting. Let me ask you again. Were they on time? Come on. Were they behind? Were they late? In any way? No. When you are walking in the covenant of God, you are on time. That's why the psalmist said, I trust in you, O God. You are my God, he said in verse 15, right? 14. My times are in your hand. And earlier in the psalm, he had already said, Lord, what's that scripture where he said, deliver me speedily? What verse is that? Verse 2. Bow down your head, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to say. So God is never late. And because God is never late, and you are in covenant partnership and covenant relationship with God, you cannot be late. You cannot be late. See, people say, well, by age 40 or by age 50, well, people, listen, that's chronological. You are on time. Now, I want to declare to you confidently, according to the authority of the word of God, everything God spoke to you will happen. There's one young woman, you know, she became, I think it was 43, 44. So I don't know. I think he's getting late. No, he's not late. So I'm still waiting for the man. He's not late. You are on time. People can say you are not late. Your parts are coming together. Your job, stay in the covenant. Keep walking. That's your job. That's your times are in his hand. As you keep walking in the covenant with God, and you keep doing and keep going, the Lord is going to bring your parts together. I don't care what the age is. You are on time. Somebody say, I'm on time. Say, I'm not late. I'm not late. I'm not late. I'm not late. I'm on time. I'm not late. I'm not late. I'm on time. Hallelujah. The covenant keeps you on time. This is why it is very essential that we have to trust God. We have to trust God. What is trust? Trust is having confidence in God's sovereignty, God's judgment, and God's timing. Trust is having confidence in God's sovereignty, God's judgment, and God's timing. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it so much. So, confidence in God's sovereignty means he has all the ability that is required to bring it together for me. He is the sovereign God. There is nothing God cannot do. There is nothing God is not able to do. He has the wherewithal. Somebody said, well, you know, this thing you went through, nobody has ever come out of it. You may never come. So he has the wherewithal. I don't care whether it was a debilitating disease. I don't care if it was something. If God has, though, he has sufficient to bring you out and to change your story. He is the sovereign God. He is the sovereign God. So trust is having confidence in his sovereignty. Trust is having confidence in his judgment. If God chose to keep Joseph in the prison for a few years, if he chose to allow him to be sold, was it Midianites that bought him? If God allowed Joseph to be mistreated in Potiphar's house, listen, I trust his judgment. Come on. I trust. Hallelujah. I trust his judgment. Hallelujah. I trust his judgment. I trust his judgment. Even if it looks like the road through which he routed your path was, you know, one time in one of my books, I had this section that I called Unpopular Paths to Destiny. Even if you routed your journey through a path that you would never have picked, I trust his judgment. Amen. You know this thing we've been saying, lifting up our hands and saying, thank you, Lord, for my 5 loaves and my 2 fish. Even if his chosen path is to send the supplies you need through an anonymous little boy instead of a philanthropist, what? I trust his judgment. I trust his judgment. This is having confidence in God's sovereignty, in God's judgment, and in God's timing. The covenant it works closely with timing. The covenant works. Everything about the covenant has a time schedule. Every plan God makes has a time schedule. I don't know where you are listening to us, joining us on this line today, but I want to remind you, it's in my spirit, there's someone out there who is thinking, it's too late for me. I come to declare to you, as long as you are in covenant with Almighty God, you are on time. You are on time. Say people don't start businesses at 80. Well, God had Moses start a ministry at 80. Say you can't even, at that time, you can't even calculate 2 plus 2. You can't use the calculator. You can't, well, God had him start a ministry at 80. And he was on time. And like we said last week, at the time that Moses was departing from this world, the Bible says he was strong and agile. Even his eyes were not weak. When the Lord took him to the top of that mountain, he could see clearly. He says, look at the promised land. This is where I thought you would go, but you are not going to go. But the others that you led, they will get there. But I'm sure you have given you the privilege of seeing it. But you are not going there. He saw it clearly. The covenant keeps you on time. So having confidence. And remember the covenant in Psalm 89 verse 34. God said, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that is gone out of. When God speaks it, once God says it, it is an established thing. God said, you are blessed. It doesn't matter what anybody does. It doesn't matter what economy, what nation, crisis, pandemic. No. God said, you are blessed. What is it? You are blessed. My covenant will I not break. Neither alter the thing that is. If God needs to stop time, he's done it before. He stopped the process of disintegration in the human body in order to fulfill his word. Oh, glory to God. Can you see Sarah, a 90-something-year-old woman? Can you see her suckling? Can you see her breastfeeding her little baby? Milk flowing from her breasts. God made sure all of those cells stayed alive. All of hallelujah. God stopped the process of disintegration. Once he says this, it's done. Tell me, so well, if it doesn't happen in 1990, if it doesn't happen in 2000, if it doesn't happen in 20, no. God, he says, my covenant will I not break, neither alter the thing that is. When it goes out of his mind, it is done. How do I know you are blessed? How do I know you are settled? How do I know you are favored? How do I know you will live a perfect life? How do I know God will settle everything that concerns you? Because he said it. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. My covenant will I not break, neither alter the thing that is gonna. He said, I have a stack of blessing piled up for you. Do you know how he does it? Every season of your life. We read that scripture last week, didn't we? Psalm 31 verse 19. A stack of blessing. Even in an unkind world. Listen to me. I got a deeper revelation from this. Even in an unkind world. The Message translation says. Even when the odds are stacked against you. Even in an unkind world, I have a stack of blessings piled up for you. And in every season of your life, I will release this stack of blessings. That's why you can't be short. You cannot be late. Because in every season of your life, in spite of the unkind world, everything you need will be released into your life. The covenant. encounter you have with God is a life changer, my friends. It is the strongest thing in the planet. Hallelujah. That's why he said in Jeremiah 17. He said, cursed, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man, makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. You can't let that happen, folks. Please hear me today. You must not let that happen. You must not let environmental conditions, prevailing circumstances, things going on in the world, situations around your work, around your family, things going on in the things you can't control. You must never let them take your heart away from the Lord. No. You must never, ever give up your attachment, your commitment, your connectedness to the Almighty God. He said, cursed is the man. Hallelujah. Woo! Cursed is the man that makes flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. He said, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, will not see when good comes. Now listen now. God has a stack of blessings piled up for you. But when you take your trust and put it in man rather than in God, when God releases this good, these blessings in the different seasons of your life, you will not see it. You will not see it. The blessing was there, you just did not see it. He will not see when good comes. But he will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. Why is it a salt land? Because there's no rain. Evaporation leaves everything salty. There's no harvest. He will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. He said in verse 7, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Ooh, somebody said, that's me. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when, you will not see when the heat comes. But your leaf will be evergreen. Your leaf will be evergreen. And you will not be careful in the year of drought. Neither will you cease from yielding fruit. You bear your fruit in season. Your leaves will not wither. You will not know dryness. I say you will not know dryness. Your story will be a confounding story to those who know you. They will keep saying, but how is this happening? How are all these things going? How are they happening? How did they make, excuse me, help me, I need help with my English. That's why it's called unprecedented. It's why it's called unprecedented. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I remember when it was the Okos from Nigeria who called it, you know, I hope everybody knows. I don't want to leak their secret, but I think everybody knows they have this huge house somewhere in Nigeria. And we had agreed that, you know, we're going to bless it and I'll do it remotely, virtual But we didn't fix a direct time and a specific time. And it turned out when I was sitting at in my study writing, wearing street clothes. Somebody say, God help the preacher. Well, a preacher can't wear suit and tie every time. I can't wear suit and tie 24/7. And they called, and I just saw the video call coming, you know. Oh, I said, oh, my goodness, it's Friday morning. Oh, we're supposed to, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? So I picked the call with my street clothes. Thank God I already cleaned up. I put a little makeup when I brushed, you know, so
already clean all those things that come. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is graphic. I'm so sorry. I'm just telling you all the thoughts that went through my mind. I was feeling sorry for them. Because so I was it's my writing. I was writing. And I said, well, so the first thing I did, and once I saw the video, they had all these pastors lined up with suit and tie. I tell you, man, Nigerian pastors, don't joke with them. Man, with their big Bible and suit and everything. Everything was just, man. And then I look at myself with my pajamas. But immediately, I switched into the spirit. Immediately. I said, you know what? I'm not properly dressed, but the anointing is still here. I said, do you have your Bibles? They said, yes. I said, let's pray now. So I opened my Bible right there with my Bible. Woo! And when we finished, I asked the head pastor there to go around and anoint the door. And then, what a beautiful, that was a lovely service. I've never done anything like that before. It was so powerful. But I'm trying to tell you, even when the circumstances are not ideal, your covenant keeping God is still there. Yes. Your covenant keeping God is still there. Even when everything is not perfect, His power, His presence, His glory, His grace, His favor. I said to them, keep my bishop's quarters because I'm coming to visit soon. And I need a place when I'm doing all my missionary campaigns in the eastern region of Nigeria. I need that kind of place. That place, that's where I will stay. No hotel for me, that's where. So they say, yeah, they kept the bishop good, keep the bishop's quarters. I'm trying to say to you, everything in life does not have to be ideal. You don't have to have the right accent. You don't have to know all the grammar. You don't have to have all the degrees. You know what you need the covenant. When you are in covenant with Almighty God, let me tell you, His power is there. His presence is there. His glory is there. His grace is there. His favor is there. When Moses first stood before Pharaoh, Pharaoh laughed at him. He said, you? Fugitive? What's the time? It's almost, I better close. He said, who is this? The same fugitive who ran away 40 years ago to go into one wilderness, hiding. Now you are coming to tell me, I am that I am. Somebody called I am that I am, said, let my people. Who is that? Are you? You are hallucinating. In that first meeting, Moses was embarrassed. They laughed at him. Is this man 40 years in the wilderness? Could not even get his language right. Say, God said, let my people go. They laughed at him. He was embarrassed. He went back and fell on his face. He said, God, they're laughing at me. God said, get up. Go back and tell him, let my people go. God didn't change his message. He didn't change the plan. He didn't just say, go back and tell him, let my people. 13 times. 13. Somebody say 13. 13 times. Finally, he summoned him. Finally, he found out there is a power in this bushman that none of my Egyptian prophets and all these people have. We have to listen to this man. He summoned him. He said, get your people. All of you, go quick. Go, go, go. Just go. The covenant will work for you. I said, the covenant will work for you. You will not be late. You will not be denied. You will not come up short. You will lack for no good thing. As you close out 2021 and get ready for 2022,
I see God's covenant working for you. His pillar of fire, I see it accompanying you. His pillar of cloud, I see it right ahead of you. I see God's anointing and God's grace all around you, surrounding you and bringing you to your land of promise. I see him dividing that Red Sea. I see him with his miraculous power showing up in the midnight hour and doing what no man can do in your life. Shout hallelujah, somebody, if you believe it. I see that happening for you. I see 2022 becoming a season like you have never experienced before. A season of distinction. When the world will know who is serving the living God, God will show up for you. Like he showed up for Moses, he will show up for you. Where you have been embarrassed before, where they have laughed at you before, they will call you in haste. And they will say, it's time. Come and take your miracle. Come and take your blessing. Your moment is here. Your moment is here. Stand to your feet. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Say it strong and loud. Say, I trust God. I have confidence in him. I have confidence in his sovereignty. I have confidence in his judgment. I have confidence in his timing. I know I will not be late. I know I will not be behind. The covenant keeping God will come speedily for me. I will be on time. Miracle after miracle. Miracle after miracle will attest to the presence of God in my life. I will not come up short. Everything that I need will be provided. Everything I'm longing for will be produced in the time that God has ordained it. I declare it so. I declare it so. I declare it so. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Take a minute and just bless his name wherever you are. Come on. If you are here in this room or you are joining us online, wherever you are, take a moment and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He's a good God. He has a stack of blessings piled up for you. He has a stack of blessings piled up for you. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a covenant keeping God. He's a covenant keeping God. We bless your holy name, O God. We bless your holy name, O God. Oh God, I feel your presence in this room. Oh God, I feel your presence so strong in this room. Oh God, I feel your presence so strong in this room. Covenant keeping God. Never recover, God, from your goodness in our lives. We will never recover from your goodness. We will never recover from your visitation. We will never recover. We will never recover. We will never recover. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Come on, take this confession with me. Say, I believe God. I believe his word. Every word spoken concerning me, I know my God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Every word that he has spoken concerning me, he has the wherewithal, the ability, the sufficiency, and the right arrangements and right appointments to bring them to pass. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you for this service. Thank you, God, for everything we have heard and everything we have seen. Thank you for the testimonies, and thank you, God, for the singing and the praising and the dancing. Thank you, God, for your word that we've listened to, the prayers, the blessings. Thank you, God, for the reminder you have sent us today about your covenant. I speak the blessing of heaven upon all of your people today. Everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are right here in this room, and everyone that are joining us virtually today, from wherever, all over the world, I speak the blessing of Almighty God upon their lives and their loved ones, that this word they heard today will be manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus. They will produce testimonies. They will produce results based on this word. Based on this word. Father, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the praise. You alone deserve it. So receive it to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name.